Taking the credit, blame. That's interesting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. And this is an instant inspiration. Taking the credit, blame. How are you at taking the credit for the blame of what someone else did? How are you for taking the blame when someone did not follow your directions? Now, say, for instance, you say, Ellen, please bring me the piano. And so Ellen says, okay. And so you're sitting out there waiting for the piano. And Ellen says, well, you know, it's going to take a second. It's out in the golden room. I have to bring it in. And you say, that's okay. I'm just going to wait here for it. And Ellen says, I don't feel like bringing you the piano. Now, can you take the blame or the credit for her not bringing you the piano when she said she'd bring it? Can you say, well, that's okay, I'll have someone else bring it to me? You see, when you can do that, if she says, I'm not going to do it, even after she promised, you can take the credit or blame for that and not be touched. It's pretty good. Not too many people can do that. One illustration was with General Eisenhower. You remember him, President of the United States at one point and everything? And it's speaks here of an unplanned meeting. It was a tense time during World War II as General Dwight Eisenhower descended the stairs in his headquarters. A young private, intent upon his errand, dashed up the stairs pell-mell and ran right into Eisenhower, knocking him into a most ungeneral-like position. The GI, paralyzed with fear, stood speechless. Then Eisenhower calmly uncrumpled himself and, smiling, said to the boy, wouldn't you think that an old man would wear his glasses so that he could see where he was going? Now, that's bigness. That's bigness, and that is also, it was, he knew it was unintentional, but that's really bigness to be able to do that. Now, we say, oh, yes, I could do that too. I could do that too. Well, all of us have had opportunities to do that, and we didn't. We took a big schnit about it. Somebody came and said that they wanted this or wanted that or did this or did that, and then they didn't do it. And we said, well, you told me, you promised, you said you'd do it, you know, and you didn't do it. Now, it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. And could we just say, hey, that's okay, no problem. If you had something else that needed to be done, that's okay. You know, that's your business. You see, I'm not your master. I'm not in charge of you. I want to get that done, and if you didn't want to do it or were unable to do it or had a change of plans, that's okay. I'll just go and get someone else to help me do it, whatever it is that needs to be done. Now, that's something. That's really something. A lot of times we have opportunities to be big, and we show how quite small we are by the attitude we take. In the first place, is the world coming to an end this afternoon or any other time that you know about? No. In the second place, whatever you planned on doing, is it going to be catastrophic? Is if I say, put on the brakes right now, and you say, why? And you run over this bicycle. I say, stop the car right now. And you say, why should I? I can't see any reason. Well, the dog is tied to the handle of the car with his leash, and he's dragging on the street. Now, don't bother stopping, because then he'll just be whipped to nothing and just be just the leash hanging out there. Don't bother doing as I ask you to do. But that's okay. I don't mind. We'll get another dog, you know. Shame to have that happen to him. But, you know, that's it. That's it. And these things can happen. I had my motorhome the GMC motorhome, and I stopped at a park. I always stop at on my way up to Duluth and stay overnight in the motorhome in that park. Real beautiful park on a little river. And I had a whole park to myself always. And a lot of times I would hook Gus up on a leash on the outside, you know, and I'd go in, do things, and I'd get ready to go. I get ready to start the engine. No, no, go out there and get Gus. You know, something says to me. So I could go out there and get Gus. So I know how it could happen. I know how it could happen. And it could be very catastrophic for the dog, you know. But that's just life. You say, that's cold. Well, what are you going to do? If you're not going to have the brains in your head, then you're going to have to lose it away. If you start being cool about things, if you start being like General Eisenhower, when he was knocked down by the young man, he said, wouldn't you think that an old man would wear his glasses so that he could see where he was going? Because the young man bumped into him, and he didn't want to place the blame on the young man. And he just won 100 million points at that minute. And of course, the young man has obviously written the story, passing it along, or perhaps it was somebody else in the room that heard it happen and saw it happen and saw, man, I knew the general was a big man, but I didn't realize how big. And that shows how big. That shows how big. Now, where have we ever had an opportunity to show our bigness like this? Can you imagine any particular things that you've ever done where you've had an opportunity to show how big you are? I know a lot of times I ask people to do things and they don't do it, and so I do it because I want it done. And in the process, I have somebody else come up to me and say, hey, did so-and-so do that job for you? And I say, yeah, it got done. And I don't say, they didn't do it, they weren't here, they should have been here, they didn't take responsibility. I said, yeah, it got done. Now, under some circumstances, I would say, you know, they didn't do their job. When it's you're working with me on learning how to be responsible for yourself and how to take responsibility. But when someone is just passing along and they're not important in my life and I'm not training them into the depths of their inner awareness, I just fluff it off and let it go. You may have seen me do it at times, and maybe not, but I just fluff it off because it's not worth it to me to be a teacher to every person that comes along. I will be an example, but I'll not be a teacher. To those who teach, to those who are to learn, they are ones who have dedicated themselves to doing what? Being themselves and having fun. And some people get so ambitious, they get so uptight about things, they just can't be themselves and have fun. And when they do that, then they lose all sense of judgment. They lose all sense of right action and everything else that goes along with it. So train yourself that if you ever run up a staircase and knock over the commanding general of the NATO forces, he gets up and he says, that's all right. I should have had my glasses on, you know. Can you be that big? Think about it and remember that that's a very important thing for all of us, to be that big. Then Eisenhower calmly uncrumpled himself and smilingly said to the boy, wouldn't you think that an old man who would wear his glasses so that he could see where he was going? Well, just remember that whenever someone upsets you, or someone shakes your boat, or rattles your cage, or whatever. And don't be like the dog left on the leash outside, and someone says, stop! And you say, why? Whenever anyone says stop, stop, as immediately as you can, because there was a reason. Now, little children who go swimming are warned never holler help unless you need help. Help is a very precious word. I need help, I'm drowning. Okay, you're out of the water. But if you holler, help, 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 and that's like crying wolf. One of these days, somebody's not going to pay attention because you always holler help, and you may really need it. So be aware of who you are. Be master of yourself under all circumstances, and watch how the miracles in your life take place. I think that was a good instant inspiration.